Welcome to C-Suite Radio.
You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Bert Allen here, and today we're talking more Superman and Lois. We have a very special guest. I've been looking forward to this conversation for a while, actor Will A. Parks. You are our fourth cast member from Superman and Lois, so thank you for your time. I'm excited.
No. Who else did you get to talk to?
So we've had Alex Garfin on the show twice. Had Sophia Hasmick and Indy Navarrete. You're on the list, and then we are slated to have a conversation. His name escapes me. The newest Kent brother.
Michael Bishop.
Yeah, Michael Bishop is due to come on next week. So
nice.
I'm excited. This is really cool because I've said this to other castmates, and I'll say it to you. The thing that I love about this show, I mean, there's many things, but the one thing that I really love, it's not just another origin story or a story about Superman and Lois, but really this show is just embedded with themes of family, relationships, good, evil. It doesn't matter. It's about relationships. Is that a fair assessment, I would say?
100%. And I'm glad you pointed that out, because I think that is what's Todd helping our original showrunner. We have two now, Todd and Brett, are do it together. I think that's what he wanted to do, because it's like, how do we come at Superman from a new perspective? I mean, because it's been done so many times, you know, they're redoing it again. You see, with James Gunn now, with the new movie coming out. Yeah, exactly. So it's like, what's unique? Cause like the way he describes it is, how do you tell a story about a man who could fly, but make it grounded? And you know what we could all relate to? Family, like you said, relationships. Because regardless of how powerful or invincible you can be, relationships are something that we could all connect to and relate to. So yeah, I think you're 100% right.
Yes, and even when we first meet your character, John Henry Irons, and we all get thrown for a Decepticon moment because you get recognized in the suit as Captain Luthor. So now everybody's going, oh God, it's Lex. But really, we find out throughout the rest of the season and on into now that's not necessarily the case per se. Even now, going from a formidable foe to Clark and to Superman to now becoming a frenemy or an enemy or a friend, however you want to describe it, you still have that family dynamic.
They go with friends.
Yeah. So I think that's what makes it like fun. And as you said, Superman is a handful of other superheroes where we have just really seen it like in every iteration. I think Dean Cain is tired of answering questions at Comic-Cons. If he's seen your show, if you Google him in every Comic-Con, I don't know how often you do the circuit. I'm assuming you probably...
No, I haven't done any of them. But wait, so they ask him, what does he say?
Every time. Like, no, have you seen the new Superman and Lois? And he's like, no. I don't watch television. So let's talk about this, because this character is complicated. He's very layered. It seems like playing him could be extremely intense because of what we see.
Yes. No, and that's a great point. And it was, especially, I'll tell you what, season one, when we shot, everyone knows we shoot in Vancouver. And back then, that was like the height of the pandemic. We were one of the first shows to come back. And back then, they were doing 2 weeks quarantine for anyone that crossed the border. So we were stuck there. We're kind of isolated by ourselves. You know, like a lot of people, like a few people had their families with them. Most people did not. Like I said, you couldn't cross the border. So we were stuck up there. And it took 10 months to shoot because of, like, you know, all the thing, you know, it's a new show and COVID stuff and people get sick, blah, blah, blah. And yeah, for me, honestly, it was like, I remember at the end of 10 months, I needed a break from him because, I was living in that darkness for so long because he is so heavy. And that's why I was also, thankful that season two came and he started lightening up a little bit. And it was about more about like the relationship with him and his daughter and like building dad out and how is it to be a single dad now and all that. So yeah, it's kind of nice to see that arc. Like I just want John to be happy. I just wanted him to chill. Unfortunately, Bruno Mannheim comes around, kind of stops that. He's not going to be that happy for the season, but that's okay. We'll get him there eventually.
Yes, but it is also a lot of fun, when we watch this, to see that character lighten a little bit, because you come in hot, obviously. And again, the assumptions are swirling about who this person is. Mm-hmm. One of the cool things, and I feel like it's very much worth noting, is that there is not this character, although he exists in this world per se, you have been able to create and develop him from scratch. Like we have not really seen him directly in any of these iterations, I don't believe.
No, that is a cool part. Obviously everyone jokes about the Shaq movie, which I've not seen. But I've told people I will force myself. I shouldn't say force myself, but I'll watch over the break, over summertime. But yeah, you're right. That's been kind of cool, is to make this an original character. Like, to be honest with you, when I first got cast, I thought I was Lex Luthor.
I would assume that's probably would be a very smart assumption.
Yeah, that's what I assume. Like, because the sides, they were like dummy sides. Like my name was like, Greg Smith or something generic. But like you can tell who they were going for. And so that's what it was. And I was worried because I know there are so many iconic versions of him, like, Gene Hackman, Michael Rosenbaum, all these people. So I was worried that I was like, okay, I got to live up to those guys. I don't want to watch their stuff. I don't want to be compared. I want to do my own version. So when I found that I was John Henry Irons, that kind of freed me. It allowed me to do what I wanted to do, and especially infusing him with all the backstory that they gave him, like that rich backstory of losing his wife, is like leaving his daughter, abandoning her, and going on this revenge mission, and all the PTSD and the trauma he's been through. It was cool to bring that to life.
And now we know it's common information knowledge. We do have a Lex Luthor now, but yes. We don't really know much. And your character, for people who have watched or who haven't, I'm sorry, we're not really spoiling much. You are the suit in particular. All of that is somehow related to that Luthor Corp, which I think we'll probably explore and get more of that information. But I can imagine when you first get the role and people see you, I mean, if you even Googled your name that first season, when we met you, people were like, oh, it's Lex. And then it's like, the media just went berserk with it, like on every level.
Yeah, no, it was. And to be honest with you, it's so funny. I hadn't thought about this in a while. I remember we did our first press joint interview, whatever, junket, whatever you want to call it. We did it remotely because we were in Vancouver. Like I said, we did it as a cast. And honestly, it was really weird because a few press people asked questions to Todd and Tyler about my character rather than asking me, which was kind of weird because they thought I was Lex. I was the whole idea. Everyone thought I was Lex. And they're like, how's it feel? What do you think about this Lex? Blah, blah, blah. And for me, it was just odd because I'm like, guys, I'm here.
I know. It was weird. I even saw one headline. It was like, Superman and Lois introduced first African-American Lex Luthor. It was like crazy, which I mean, that would be cool. But I mean, it's just interesting, like how far the media took information. And it's still great to, your character is awesome no matter what.
And I appreciate that. But yeah, no, you're right. And that was a big thing. I mean, like, and trust me, I know how the internet can get. So like, you know, because some people are like, oh, it's so cool. Other people are like, oh, they're just trying to be woke. And like, you know, there's always, you can't please everybody. So I very much, A, I knew what was going on anyway, so I was happy. But B, I my job is to do the best justice I can for my character. And so I do that. I try to block out all the noise and just do the best I can. And I think people were surprised with it. And I you know, see, people seem to have connected with it. So I'm really glad they took the route that they did.
Yeah, fantastic work. Well, I've asked this question of your other castmates. Who have you been able to share scenes with this season that you either A, haven't shared with before, or B, have had very limited time with on screen, but now you get to do things with differently? Or
Well, I mean, well, there's two. I mean, like, as far as like, you know, people who've been on the show so far, Em and I work a lot together this season. We've already seen that in a couple episodes. It's gonna continue on. And I love Em. Like, you know, I think we all say it, and it almost sounds cliche and like we're faking it, but like we all get along. Like we all hang out.
I've heard that from everybody.
Yeah, we truly do. I saw Sophia 2 days ago. like you know, like and like she's hanging out with one of the producers, I think, that today. Like we all hang out if we can. So it's been cool to work with Emmanuel because our characters really didn't interact that much before. But for me, the big one is working with Chad Coleman, just because Chad and I, like, I met Chad, we did All American together a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
Our characters didn't overlap, but we had one day where we were on set together all day and we got to know each other. And Chad is a character, man. Chad is amazing. He's so smart. He's so all over the place in his intelligence and how he thinks. And so for us, we had so many scenes this season, and it was really fun to go up against somebody who's like, you know, has this kind of gravitas and has been in the industry working for so long. Like, I'm really looking forward to what people see, us get into as the season progresses.
Yeah, we've had Chad on the show before from All American. So I wanna wind things back a little bit, because if I'm correct, and sometimes this information on IMDb can be a little bit skewed, but you started out in soap opera, right? That was really where things got started for you. And then you land a few other things, The Vampire Diaries, Cade, that was big.
Yeah.
And then just progressed from there, your journey as an actor.
Mm-hmm. No, that's correct. Yeah, I think the first thing I did actually while I was in college was there was a MTV show called Undressed back in the day. I don't know how old you are.
Yeah, that's real old school.
That's way back in the day. Exactly. I think I was like 19 or 20. I was really young. I was so young. So that was like, I think my first role. And then, yeah, like you said, things have progressed since there. And yeah, I mean, I've been lucky. It's weird. Like somebody like was kind of going through my IMDb for me. And I was like, oh, I guess I am an actor. Oh, I guess I do have a career. Just because, I don't know, I'm very humble. And like, to me, this is a job. I take it very seriously. And I put a lot of work and a lot of passion into it. But I'm not one to have a big ego, like, you know, like, oh, I'm an actor. Have you seen me? I'm an actor. Like, I hate that attitude. Like, my mom was a teacher for many, many decades. Mm-hmm. And to me, teachers deserve much more respect, because I think education and passing that along is such an important thing. And, you know, like, that's how you get people out of poverty and all that. So I don't know. For me, I give more props to that. So the acting stuff, I like it, but it's not like the end all be all of everything.
That's very cool. Yeah, I was talking to somebody yesterday who was on another show, and she's done so much since that started. And we were having a similar conversation, and she got a little bit emotional. She's like, you're really taking me on a journey of my career from when I left Sacramento or San Jose and made it all the way to LA. She's like, it's been so long that I've like forgotten everything that I've done. But by all measure, you have achieved, I feel, the success as an actor, because you're doing what you set out to do. How did that journey begin for you as a storyteller? Where did that happen for you, Wally?
You know, it's a good question. So it was kind of by accident. Like I was a nerdy, goofy kid growing up. Like I went to a specialized school called Stuyvesant High School in New York. And like I was always in like kind of the gifted class since third grade. Like I was a math guy. I was planning to be an accountant. Or a math teacher. That was my backup. Like I still tutor math on the side, just like volunteering for organization, like just because I think I love numbers. And so what happened was I was in band class back in the day in high school. I think I was a junior I think. And a casting director came in and pointed to all of us. And, you know, I thought I was in trouble. And later she was like, no, I'm casting for this National Kit Kat commercial. You can make all this money, blah, blah, blah. And then, yeah, I just I booked the role. And like, I was like, oh, you can make money acting. And it was kind of fun. So I started doing school plays on the side. And then I started really liking it. And then I, you know, I auditioned for NYU, got in there, and I did math and acting as a double major. And yeah, but it's a weird thing where it's like, oh, it's kind of that sliding doors theory where like, if I would have cut class that day, my life would be completely different. I would not be talking to you. I would not be an actor. I'd be at some accounting firm or doing finance or something totally different.
That's crazy how kismet those moments are. And no matter how many people I talk to at any level of this industry, it's all comes down to like one specific moment. Mm-hmm. And that's cool about the commercial thing, because that can be bread and butter for a lot of actors when they're in between jobs.
Oh, yeah.
People don't realize, I don't know how it is now, but like at one point, those commercials sometimes, if not more often, paid more than some acting jobs as like a guest star or reoccurring character on a show.
It could still be that case, to be honest with you. I mean, it all depends, because like, it's weird. I think people assume, like, who aren't in the business, like if they see you on TV, they're like, oh, you're rich, you're making a ton of money.
Oh, yeah,
I'm
this guy's loaded. No.
Yeah, exactly. And like, that is far from the case. I think that the statistics are something like in SAG, I think it's only like 5% of
5%.
Actors.
Yeah, I've talked about that recently. Yeah, it's crazy.
Exactly. Make enough to like get by, like 5%
of
people in this
massive industry.
You, that's what I'm saying. And then like a fraction of a 1% are quote unquote famous. You know what I mean? Like it's a hard industry. That's why when people sort of talk flippantly about Hollywood, and I get it, like, you know, there's Hollywood could definitely like think full of themselves and have egos. I understand that. I see it. But at the same time, though, for somebody to say, like that woman you talked to, like who left from Sacramento and it was like, I'm going to take a leap. I'm going to do this. And there's nothing guaranteed to do that. And have the balls to see it through. That's huge. It takes a lot of courage. It's not easy doing this business. It's a mental trip in a lot of ways.
It is. Yeah. Jenny Pearson, she was on the TV show Powerless about, it was a superhero show, DC's first like comedy office workplace show.
Yeah. They were like insurance brokers. I heard about it.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the president was Bruce Wayne's brother. And she left the Bay Area, and her goal was to be a series regular on a show. And she did it. And it brings me to another question I want to ask you. So you had the New York experience, you did the commercials, so it might be different. But when you first arrived in LA and you started meeting people in town, did that mysteriousness exist for you as far as you saw people who were acting, but they weren't working or appeared to not be working, but seemed to have money and were buying things? And like, you were just trying to figure out like, how are these people surviving? Did you ever have that visceral moment? Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. My journey is kind of weird insofar as the way I worked it out. Cause like I said, I was born and raised in New York. I did stuff. And because I was actually working in finance for many years.
You had like a job when you got there.
I had a normal job. Like acting was the hobby. I was kind of acting on the side. And and I ended up doing this movie called Premium Rush with Joseph Gordon-Levitt and Donnie Ramirez and all this. Yeah, back in the day, which is so crazy. I remember shooting that.
That was a good movie, by the way.
It was fun. It came out better than I thought. Only because I wasn't sure how it was going to come out, but I actually enjoyed it. And so I agree. Thank you. With that movie, like I did that while I was still working finance. And then like my agent at the time was like, dude, you can make it if you give it a shot. And I was like, okay. And then I saved up for a year and I decided to make the move. And so thankfully, like, you know, I had a cushion. I didn't have to wait tables. And on top of that, I had an agency already. I they had offices in New York and LA. So I thankfully had some grounding in LA. But so the mysteriousness of it, like, was more so not about the business, because I get it's a business. It was more so about like people, kind of like I said, like the weird egos and the weird mentality of LA. Because again, I came from New York. Like New York, you know, I don't know how much you know about New York, but New York is like straight shooters. Is what we think.
Oh yeah, there's no BS. There's no personas. It's like,
and I love that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and that's what I came from. So coming to LA, Well, like, I'll never forget. I was at a party. One of my friends took me to some party or some show or whatever. And like, I met a guy. And he's like, "Oh, hi, my name." I don't know his name, but his name was like, "Hi, my name is Jay Allen from CAA." And I was like, "Okay, hi, my name's Wole." It was like, I didn't know what he was like. I just said hi. I was just like meeting random people, and I don't know why he gave me his full on like name and title and job. I'm like, am I supposed to now think like a lot of you? Am I supposed to like beg for work? That was weird to get past. But again, you just kind of wade through that. And I feel like honestly, nowadays, a lot of people have that because of social media, and everyone wants to feel like they're more important than they have to be. And I don't know. It's just, I feel like that's just life.
Candor and honesty. Yeah. I was listening to some podcast and they were talking about, like, if you're on a dating app in LA, one of the questions is, who are you repped by and who did your headshots? Like, that's part of like the questionnaire, you know, because everybody's an actor. I'm an actor on the CW. Okay, well, what have you done? Oh, I did background, which no disrespect to background actor, because I've done that before, and that can be hard work.
I respect them. It's brutal. They get such respect for me because that is not fun. You're treated like cattle in some ways, and I feel so bad.
Oh yeah, I mean, I remember doing some shows in New Mexico, getting to set at 4 a.m. You know, getting vanned over to the set, and then sitting around for hours before we even were used. Sometimes some groups didn't even get used, and they just got paid for the date. But I digress. It's a wild world you're in. One last question, and I always like to ask this of everybody, because you obviously are you. We've gotten to know you a little bit in this conversation, but you've also played so many different characters, different variations. Out of all the characters that you've played that you can recall, has there been something that one of those characters has taught you about yourself, Wole? Like something that you didn't know, or maybe you did know, and it just became more clear, maybe a trait from a character, and you're like, oh, wow, I kind of identify with this a little bit.
That's a great question. That's something that a character has taught me. Because there are things I've learned from working on set and working with other people, but I'm still trying to think as a character itself. That's a great question. I guess to be honest with you, if there was anything I learned, I mean, probably from this character. I'm trying to give you like a cheesy answer.
That's okay. It could be any of those things that we mentioned.
No. I know. I'll tell you this. Like, I don't. It's not the character, because I guess for me, I like I said, I take it from as a job, and I go into research with things. So there's nothing specifically as a character. Like, this is kind of a tangent. I'll tell you where I get most of my stuff from, or at least what's helped me in life. I'm sober. I've been sober for a little over 16 and a half years. And I think that has helped me, because that has brought a lot of humility to me. And so for that, I can like take little pieces of each character and say, okay, how do I infuse myself with that into the character? And so therefore we become one. It's not exactly the question you asked, but like,
that's a great answer. I think
that's the best way I could say it, because like, I've never thought about it from that perspective, but I'll tell you, I'm going to think about it after we stop talking, and I'm going to really be like, what have I learned from my characters? I never thought of it from that perspective. That's really interesting.
Yeah. I think that's a good thing to think about, because I feel like, again, I've said this before dozens of times, you know, your world is so different than what most people would know of in 8 to 5. Whatever the case might be, and you get to play so many different unique people. So there you go. Some food for thought. Well, how many episodes do we have left before we go on a season break?
Yeah. So we just, they just aired episode 5. So there are 13 episodes this season. So that leaves 8. And I know we just had a repeat this week. Next week, they come back with episode 6. So there's 8 more coming. A big roller coaster with Bruno, and they already teased the Lex Luthor stuff. I know they just dropped the trailer. I saw that today for Lex coming up, Michael Cudlitz. So yeah, it's going to be an interesting ride. And I think what I'm proud of, because I think it was a big swing that they took, was about the cancer stuff. Yeah. And it seems like people, because I've heard from people, I know, like, you know, it was a big swing insofar as like, it can be all consuming. And I think so far people have connected with it. And I hope they still do as we you know, continue to go down that road. But yeah, I just appreciate the fans being open to just the show and just what they're trying to do this season. And I just love our fans for that. We have amazing fans. They're really good.
Yeah, the best. Well, again, this has just been a thrill ride. I've been looking forward to this. Congratulations on all your success, Wole. I appreciate your time with us today. Thank you so much.
No problem. Thank you, Brett.